Okay, let's get started with the last daf of Maseches Shavuos, Shavuos daf Mem Tes, and we are on Mem Ches Amid Beis by the two dots. And Baruch Hashem, we are up to the last couple of lines of the seventh parak, going into the eighth parak, and then we will be Mesayim Be'ezus Hashem Maseches Shavuos. So we'll start with the two dots Chilko Hashutfin V'Harisa. So if you remember this parak started off. The whole parak has a bit about the Shavuos Durabanan of Nishba Vinotel, the different categories of Shavuos that we have had the schus of discussing, Shavuos of Nishba Viniftar, in the second half of the Masechta, the Shavuos D'Araisa, then Shavuos D'Rabana now. We started off that first half of the Masechta with the other categories of Shavuos, the Shavuos Abitui, Shavuos Sheker, Shavuos Shav, all of those that either lead to an asham or chatas olav yored, most of them. But now we get into the last section of the last discussion of the Mishnah, and that is shutfin va'arisin. So the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah on Mem Hei Amid Aleph that if a shutuf or an aris, a partner or a sharecropper or an apotropis, so all of those types of people, if they're splitting up, so then they're able to collect shalobat, they have to swear shalobataina, even if there's no tainas vadai, tainas bari against them, but because that is the halacha. But then the Mishnah, because we assume, as we said at the end of the shir yesterday, they are more a heter, and therefore they are able to the other people are able to claim that you have to swear, just even though I don't know anything. But the end of the Mishnah said, Chalko, Ashutfin Varisin, Niyachal Ashbio. But if they split up and the Shvuah wasn't taken, so they can't be Mashbia them then at a later date, by itself, but Nisgalgal Ashvuah Mimokom Acher. But the Mishnah had said, if there's a Gilgal, if they have to take a Shvuah for some other reason, so then Magalgan Alav Zakol, then we say, you know what, you're taking a Shvuah for A, take a Shvuah for B also. That's the concept of Gilgal Shvuah. Shvuah A could cause you to take a Shvuah on Shvuah B. So, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara now, Chol Koshut Bavarisidi, Boilu, Maul Galgal Bidrabanan. We know that a Shvuah Daraisa can be Magalgal Shvuah Daraisa. But can it a Shvuah Darabanan later on, or at any time, can a Shvuah Darabanan then cause and be Magalgal with it another Shvuah? And that's the question. Is that powerful enough to be Magalgal? If you look at Rashi, Ma'u Lagalgal, Shvuas Ha'arisin, Shechelko, Al Yedei Shvuah Darabanan, Kagon Shvuas Hesis, Oshal Nishma Menolin, Titakanta Ba'almaninu. Right? Is that, are they strong enough? So Tashma, the Gemara tries to prove. And again, this question, and there are various questions throughout Shas about Gilgal. It might go to the root of how Gilgal works, what the mechanism of Gilgal is. And we've discussed this in the past. When I take Shvuah A, and the Bezdin says, no, I take Shvuah B. So what is really causing Shvuah B? Is it Shvuah A directly? Shvuah A is Megalgel Shvuah B? And therefore, the limitations of Shvuah A would apply to Shvuah B? Or is it that the Tviyah causes Shvuah A, and the Tviyah also causes Shvuah B? And let's say Shvuah A doesn't exist for some reason. That's okay. You can still have Shvuah B in a certain situation. Let's say he's chashud on Shvuah A, but he's not going to be chashud on Shvuah B for some case. Or some other prat comes up that he's mochel him on Shvuah A. Would you still say there is a Shvuah B? So again, this also might go to the root. Is it focused on the Shvuah? Then a Shvuah Drabanan might be, you know, weak. But if it's based on the Tviyah, so then maybe it'll be stronger. If you have a strong Tviyah, even if it's only Shvuah D'Rabanan, but the Tviyah might be strong enough or not. So that could be part of the issue behind this question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, again, we've discussed other nafkaminas regarding that. But Tashma, now let's try to see from the following Braisa. Lava himenu erev Shviyas, ulamatzei Shviyas, nasa lo shuta fo aris. Before Shemitah, he lent money. Lent money, so as we know, Shemitah's ksafim. Once Shemitah comes, the loan is forgiven automatically. Ulamotsoi Shviyas Naasalo Shutaf O Aris, and after Shemitah, Naasalo he become the Shutaf for an Aris, Ain Megalgalin. So then there is no, he cannot be Megalgal the Shvuah of the Shutaf and be Megalgal a Shvuah regarding the loan. So Taima Dolavei Men Erev Shviyas, to Asya Shviyas Afkate. Right? Why does the Braisa specifically give a case of Erev Shmita? It must be something to do with the loan being forgiven. So the only reason that Gilgal doesn't work is because the first Shvuah relating to the money has disappeared. because Shemitah has been mafkia it. Hashar shnei shevua megalgalin. But others, mashma, that it was a regular year where there was an earlier loan, and then later on there is a shvua durabanan, shvuas of a shutaf or an aris, then you would be megalgal. So can we be medayik that? Rashi points out again here, this is before that this brisa, it's from the times of the Tanoim, this is from before the time period of Shuas Esses. It was before the time of the Takana. Right? Fourth line from the fourth to last line in Rashi. Ukshanishnes zu b'yimea Tanoim, adayin lo tiknu Shuas Esses, ki b'yimei Rav Nachman tiknuha. It was only b'yimei Rav Nachman, that's why this brisa is not talking about Shuas Esses at all. So, is that an appropriate diuk that you would be able to be Megalgel in a general sense, even though here specifically the Shua doesn't exist? The Gemara says no. Lo tema hashar shnei shavua Megalgelin. Don't be Medayik. This only applies when the loan is right before Shemitah, but the loan any other time would be, but be Medayik as follows. Ella, what about the flip case? Our case is the loan was right before Shemitah, and the Shutav and the Aris was after Shemitah. What about the exactly the opposite case? That's what we should imply. Ela ema nasa lo Shutav ha'aris erev Shvias, ulamotoi Shvias lava heimenu. Megalgalin. If the loan was before Shemitah, and, I'm sorry, the Shutav and Aris was before Shemitah, and the loan was after Shemitah. In that case, Megalgalin, because there you have a bona fide Shvua d'Araisa. Let's say the Hechi Timsa is that he's Modib and Mixas. So once you're Modib and Mixas and you're Megalgal, that, and you have that Shvua d'Araisa, then you can be Megalgal, the earlier Shvua, a Shutav and Aris. That's Megilgal of a d'Araisa. Not of a d'Rabbanan, therefore there's no Diak. There wouldn't be any Diak from the Brisa. Says the Gemara, but Habadyak Tanila. But look at the second half of the Brisa, which we don't quote yet. The second half of the Brisa says that Beferish. Nasalo Shutav Aris Erev Shvias. Ulamotsoi Shvias Lave Menu Megalgalin. So you don't need to imply that from the first half of the Brisa. It's explicit in the second half. So the Gemara says you're right. It must be that the first Diak is correct. Shvamina Megalgalin Bidurabanan Shvamina. It must be that a Shvua Durabanan is enough to be Megal. And the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Shultfin, Shvamina, and again, that might apply something about Gilgal in general, but that is the Maskana, as the Gemara says here, that a Shua D'Rabbanan is strong enough. The idea of Shvias being Meshamet, the loan, again, has come up in various times. It's going to come up again in a second. But again, remember the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim in Taf Ayin Zayin, in Parshas Re'eh, where the Chinuch discusses La'azov HaChovas B'Shas HaShemitah. The mitzvah is to leave loans during Shemitah. V'yalzeh ne'amar, v'asher yilcha achecha tashmet yadecha. V'nech v'latzor b'zos ha-mitzvah, v'zeh devar Shemitah shamot, kalbam asher yado v'chulu. And he already says, I already wrote in Parshas Kesef Talveh, right, the Chinuch had two Parshias, Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kesef Talveh. I already wrote in Kesef Talveh, b'mitzvah shviyis asei revi'i simin samachtes, that's mitzvah peidalid, mashiyadati v'sharashah mitzvah. Now we know the ultimate level of chesed, the high ideal demanded by the Torah in terms of forgiving loans. And we've also mentioned in the past the Chinuch and others that say, I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig had mentioned this, explaining the idea of Prizbal. Prizbal, we know sometimes people misunderstand Prizbal and use Prizbal to look at the Takanas Durabanan in an inappropriate way. Oh, Prizbal, wherever the rabbis want to do something, you know, they could take care of it. You know, I mean, I miss Ksafim, but here's a way that Hillel could get out of it. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. What's the mechanism of Prizbal? The Torah has a tremendously high standard for chesed, for a fellow Jew. The Torah says, if you're owed $5 million, you're not allowed to collect it. That's unbelievable. And Hillel saw that was too hard for people. But because that was the ideal, people stopped lending money. They stopped doing the basic level of chesed. If you look in the Chafetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, he has the largest majority, the biggest topic quantitatively that he speaks about in Avos Chesed is about halvas ksafim, about lending money. It was much more common in those days than it is. But again, says the Torah that it's a basic chesed to lend money. People stopped. So Hillel looks at himself and says, wait a minute, looks at the society. The Torah has this high demand for chesed, but people aren't doing the basic chesed. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come up with a way for people to get back to doing the basic chesed. And then if people could do the high-level ideal chesed, fine. But Prizbal doesn't knock out the Din Torah. The message of the Din Torah is for people to do chesed. But if people aren't doing chesed, the most basic chesed, then the din Torah wouldn't be apply anyway. So that's what Prizbal does. It gets back to people lending money. Again, is there an idea of having a little bit, of not writing a Prizbal for a little bit, and being Meshamedit? Yes. But again, that is the basic idea of how we understand Prizbal. But again, why does it only apply to, let's say, loans of a Jew? Because that's the highest level of chesed. To your brother, you don't have to collect a loan. But regular business is business, right? The parallel of Ribbis. Right, ribbis also. Is ribbis something evil? Is ribbis something abhorrent, like stealing? So not as much, not objectively, right? Every country in the world, you can take interest and you don't go to jail for that. It's not stealing. But when it comes to a brother, that's a high, don't take ribbis from a brother. Right? An old Klal Yisrael, Rebim Zelazet. But that is that's, if you remember, the idea of Prizbal and the idea of Shmitas Ksafim. The Minchas Chinuch there back in Mishpatim, in Mitzvah Peidala, that's where he discusses the Machlokas Achronim, exactly how, the question is it related to Shmitas Karka, right? Shmitas Karka, the Machlokas Rishonim of whether the owner of the Karka has to be Mafkirit actively, or is it automatic? Afkata de Malka or Afkata de Gavra? So that's also related to Shmitas Ksafim. Is Shmitas Ksafim automatic? Is there a loan that exists and it's my mitzvah to say, it's Shamot, I'm not collecting it. If it happens automatically, what is the mitzvah? Right, that's discussed by the Yireim and discussed by the other Achronim besides the Rishonim. But again, these fascinating topics, Shmitas Ksafim, Shmitas Karka, the relationship between that, Bizman Hazeh, and Bizman Habayis. Okay, so that's all related to Gilgal a little bit. Amar Rav Huna, finishing up the parak, Lakol Megalgalin. You could have Gilgal by on any Shvuah Drabanan, as we just said. Except for chutz misachir, except for the shvua taken by a sachir, about a worker, which we had back on Daf Mem Hey. Why? Because that is a low-level, inferior shvua d'rabbana shei magaglin. That cannot cause gilgal. Why? Because that shvua, as Rashi quotes here again, is just l'hafiz daitel shabal abayis. Not such a strong shvua. You know what? Just make him feel good. Take a shvua. But it's not so strong, even on a d'rabbana level, and therefore it's not going to be strong enough to be megalgel based on that. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says the same exact thing, but just in different words. Lakol ein makilin. For all cases, we're not mako, and we wouldn't let him off without a shvua, meaning we'd make him take a shvua through Gilgal. Chutz misachir de makilin, except for sachir, which we are mako. Same idea. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between them? Make your benayu luftoach lo. Do we suggest the Gilgal even if he is not tovea yet? So that's the nafkamina between the different lashonos between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Right? Rashi says here, luftoach lo im lo ta'ana tovea she yagalgal lo yiftachu lo bezdin Gilgal lo mandar magalgalin. According to the first day, we would suggest it even if he doesn't. And according to, if you say ein makilin, that's only if he says something. Good. Vashvias Mishamet, this last line discussed, and this is again the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said again at the beginning of the parak, Mem Hayim Aleph, Vashvias Mishamet, says a Shvua. If somebody's owed a Shvua before Shemitah, then Shvita knocks out that Shvua that is related to a Chiyav Mamon. So Minani Mili, right? Sometimes you have days and time periods that knock out a Chiyav, right? The Gemara discusses if you have a Chiyav Karbon before Yom Kippur. Right, does Yom Kippur knock it out? So we assume not. What about an Ashem Talui? Does Yom Kippur knock that out? So in a parallel way, does Shemitah knock out money? Yes. What about the Shvuos related to it? Yes. Shvius v'shemetas. We know it immediately. Amar Rav Gidla Marav Da Makrav Vezeh Devar Hashmita V'yafilu Dibur Mishametas. Dvar, we darshan, Dibur. So even Dibur is knocked out, even the Chiyav to do something with Dibur or Shvuah. That is, disappears, because of Shemitah. The Rishonim here discuss, the Ran and the Rashba, both discuss, why exactly do you need a limud to knock out the Shvua? Once the Chi of Mammon disappears, then Memela, the Chi of Shvua, disappears. So we need a separate limud of Zev Devar Shemitah. So the Ran, here all the way at the end of the Masechta, the Ran says on Lamed Bezim, Abezim, the Dafi Arif, Vigal Medak, Shvuas, Moda Mimixas, the malve pshita, the kivin the mamon ain't kan, shvua ain't kan. Right, borrowing the lashon of the Gemara elsewhere about mashkon, milve ain't kan, mashkon ain't kan. He says, kivin the mamon ain't kan, shvua ain't kan. There's no shvua here because there's no mamon here. So what do you need a separate din for? V'nira li, the separate drasha, v'nira li, tahacha de bishetava kodem shvius. No, the case here is where he was already toveya before Shemitah. V'hoda b'miksas, v'kafra b'miksas. And he was both b'miksas beforehand, he was kofar b'miksas. V'oso miksas shekafar bo ein shvius mishamtaso. The half that he denied, so the shvius is not mishamet, that part. That's the part that he owes a shvua on, the part that he denied. Shvius is not mishamet that. Why? Shekal mamon shekafar par kodem shvius. Af al pi shavr shvius alav ena mishamet. V'achi isa beferish b'Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says a beferish. Only a loan that is outstanding. If you've already tried to get it, lo yigos. If you already nigos before Shemitah, and he denied it, so that's no longer in the state of you are owed and you are going to collect it. You've already gone to collect it, and he denied it. So shvius is not mishamet that. He quotes the Yerushalmi. Milve v'na'as is kafranit ena mishametes. And he quotes this from the Rambam too. V'nimsa, she'oso mamon shekafar bo, lo nishma b'shvius. So there's no, shvius did not get rid of that one. V'salka daitach, and that's why, the havamina of the shvua. Tekiva detava kodem shvius. V'hodim miksas v'karvim miksas. V'tfias oso miksas bimkoma omedes, shelo nishmata shvius. Yishava ale halachar shvius. So he might have that chi of shvua still exists. Kamash malan, the shvius b'shamet the shvua zu. Shvius gets rid of that shvua. The kiva, the shmito, so b'miksas shahodebo nimsa sheino kofer bakol. And he continues and goes through that. And the achronim wonder. So why is that? If shvius was not mishamated, so lamaisa, so the shvua that's still there, that's separate from the chi of mamon. Then so why would it not be mishamed? So Rabbi Chana discusses this in Inksubis in Simon Shin Chaf Beis. Rabbi Chaim discusses this in Hilchos Shmita. The Rabbi Chana just read one line. V'nira devada hachiyev sheneschayev lishava kodem shvius gzeras hakasuv de pater de nishma b'shvius aval kiven de mamon hakfira lo nishmat imkem lama lo yischayev ata b'chiyev chadash lishava. Right, he says, okay, the shvua gets knocked out based on this limud. But we have a din that shvius is not mishamet money that was denied. So the money still exists, the chi of money. Doesn't have to take a shvua on it, but maybe the chi of mamon still exists. So why don't you say that? And then he says, he discusses that's where that dissipates either. There can't be a chi of chadash if they're totally on each other. Either way, this is an important discussion of the Ran and the Rashba here on this line. Again, a lot more about Shemitah, but let's continue and get into the last parak. So Adron Lakal and Ishbayin. So now we get into the last parak. Our boss Shomrim Haim. So what is this doing here? Right, sounds like Bam Metziah. Right, Bam Metziah has a very similar mission. Our boss Shomrim Haim. So why is this here? So Rashi explains, right, this is related back to the parak of Shuas HaPikadon. Remember all the shvuas that we've discussed in this Masechta. It's a good time to review them, as we did before. We discussed in the beginning of Sefer Hafla'a. Beginning of Sefer Hafla'a, the Rambam discusses the different types of shvuos that are related to the first half of the Masechta. Shvuas Bitui, Shvuas Shav, Shvuas Ha'edus, and Shvuas HaPikadon. All of those shvuas that are, so to speak, voluntary. And they're not the ones that Bezdin or Mechayev use. That's Hafla, when somebody is Mafli, someone expresses different shvuos. That's what the Rambam, in his unbelievable categorization, right? The Rambam we mentioned, some Svarim in the Rambam, we could have thought of the names of the Svarim. Sefer Nezikin, we could have maybe thought of, and Hilchos Ishus, and Sefer Nashim. But in Sefer Hafla, that's the Rambam's Gavlus. Right, the Rambam is Gavlus everywhere, but the Rambam is Gavlus. Hafla, he puts Shvuas, Nedarim, Nezirus. Nezirus he takes out of Nashim, and Arachim and Charamim he takes out of Kachim. So he takes from three different Sedarim of Mishnayos, and he puts it into Sefer Hafla. And that's where, at least in this Masechta, we discuss Shvuas. He discusses the four categories of Shvuas. Shvuas Bitui, that was all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. Shvuas Shav, that was in the third parak. Shvuas HaPikadon, and Shvuas HaEdus. Shvuas HaPikadon, which is Asham Gzelos, and Shvuas HaEdus, which is the Olav Yorin. So this perek, Rashi says, is going back to Shvuas HaPikadon, what we discussed in the fifth perek, right? This is Asham Gezelos, is anytime I have somebody else's money that I deny having, and I swear about it, that I end up admitting to it, then I'm Chayav, a carbon Asham. Karen, Asham, and Chomesh. So the Rashi says, Bahai, Dahada Rebbe, but the fifth line in Rashi, the eighth line, Fai Dahada Rebbe, Vitanya Hacha, Mishum Deboila Misni, Chiyuve, Beturi, the Karban Shvua Ditu. It's related to the Shvua that we discussed earlier, and the Karban Shvua. Tana Beresha, Chiyuve, Beturi, to Mamu Ditu. First, we get into all the monetary issues, Lavisha Karban Shvua, the Chiyuve, Beturi, Talibakach, that he goes through all of the permutations of a Shomer. A Shomer who takes these Shvuas, denying other people's financial claims, so that is in the category of a shvuas carbon, shvuas apikadon, and asham gazelos. So that was all the first half, if you remember, the mesechta. The second half that we've been discussing is in a totally different world in the Rambam and Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, or in Hilchos Shela V'Pikadon, where we discuss the shvuas that are obligatory in certain circumstances. The first half was the non-obligatory shvuas. These are obligatory shvuas modi b'miksas, shvuas Eid Echad and Shvuas HaShomrim, right, which is also here. The Shvuas HaShomrim, Shvuas HaShomrim is a little bit of both. It's the Shomer is Chayiv, but also relates to the Asham Gezelos, as we are going to talk about. And then along the way, we got into the Shvuas Durabanan, right, the Shvuas Durabanan of Nishpah Venotel, that was in the previous perek, and then we got into Shvuas Hesis, which was also earlier. Again, a lot here, but that's just in terms of a structure. So the Mishnah says, Arba Shomrim Haim, there are four Shomrim that we know from Parshas Mishpatim. Shomer Chinam, Vahashoel, Nosei Sachar, Vahasocher. Those are the four Shomrim as we know. Tosfos points out, interesting order. Right, usually we go Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel. Or the opposite. Here we have the two extremes. So that's what the Tosfos says. Yeah, that's exactly. Shomer Chinam and Shoel are kind of poles. They're poles, Chayiv in everything, Putter in everything. And then you have everything in the middle. Tosfos, first Tosfos in the parak. Afagav the shomer sachar ksiv basar shomer chinam hacha chashiv hachomer yoser achar hakala yoser. The clarity, right? Clarity of this is all chayiv, this is all pater, and then we get into the nuanced shomrim in the middle. So shoel, that shomer chinam shoel, nosi sachar and socher. And now we go through each one. Shomer chinam, as we know, nishba lakol. Shomer chinam swears on everything, and then he is pater. Vashoel mishali mesakol, and the shoel pays in every case. Nosei sachar v'hasocher, shomer sachar, a paid watchman, which we discussed a few weeks ago. It came up with shomer aveda. Is a shomer aveda, shomer chinam or shomer sachar? Right, pruta to Rav Yosef, that came up. So nosei sachar v'hasocher nishba'in. So a shomer sachar swears al hashvur of al hashvuyev al hamesa. He swears on cases of ones, broken leg, captured or death. It died. Mishalim and it's aveda v'saganeva. And he pays for Geneva ve'aveda. So those are the rules, as we know, from Parshas Mishpatim and Meseches Baba Metzia. But the Rishonim notes that there's an exception to the rule in both of the extremes that is not listed in the Mishnah. Shoel is in chayiv in everything, right? There are p'turim for a shoel, right? Baal of Imo, Mesa Machmas Malacha. But here it says, shoel is chayiv in everything. Right, so Bali Tosfos, not here in Bo Metzia where this Mishnah comes up, Daf Tzadi Dalet says that, well, it doesn't mention Mesa Machmas Malacha, because that's a Svara. That, you don't need the Chiddush HaTorah to tell you that. Obviously, if you're using the animal in the normal way, Mesa Machmas Malacha, what more do you want? I'm just using it the normal way. Of course I'm putter. Right, there's, even if you want to say the lumdis that a Shoel is an owner, he's a Bailim in a certain regard, but the Mishnah doesn't have to mention that I am going to be putter in that case, because that is a svara ba'alma, says Tosfos. Aval Mesa Machmas Malacha, this is Tzadi Dalar Mabez in Babetzia. Mesa Machmas Malacha, Kibin Sheshoel, Yeshlo Rishus Lasos, but Malacha putter. Shoel has Rishus, so it dies in the middle of normal usage, so of course you're putter. You don't need to mention that. And what about Baal Avimo? What about Baal Avimo? Why is an apator mentioned? If the Mashil is working for the Shoel at the time of the Sheila, so maybe that relates to that Ralbag that we mentioned a couple weeks ago. That Baal Avimo, maybe it's not a Shomer. And that's why, you know, you can't wear two hats, as we said. If you're a Shoel and a Mashil, right, you can't wear two hats. So Lundus-wise, why is there a Ptur by Baal Avimo? Because he's not a Shomer. Our Mishnah is just listing off Pturim or Chiyuvim within Shmira. But if you lose your status of a shomer, maybe that's why it's not there. So the first Mesa Machmas Malacha is left out for practical reasons. Maybe Baal Avimo is left out for conceptual reasons. And the other side also. What about shomer chinam? Shomer chinam, it says, swears on everything. Everything, Right? What if he was Poshea? He's going to be Chayev if he was Poshea. So that's the Meiri right here. The Meiri says, again, what we discussed about a week ago. The Meiri says, you know what? She is not here because that's not within the world of Shmira. That's in the world of Mazik. Right? He's a Mazik, as we said, Poshea Kamazik, the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Sechirus. Velochashesh Lahazkir, says the Meiri. Chutzben Apshia, Bebnei She'ena Mitsuya. Number one, it's not so common. Om Ibnei Shehu Kimazik Biyadayim. Ve'eno Bechlal Shmira Pchusa. You're not a shomer, right? If you're not a shomer, so then Poshe is kamazik, right? And that's why, remember, the Rambam says, even though avadim and shtaros and karkos are excluded from inyane shmira, but pshia in those items, you'd still be chayav for, because that's mazik, Poshe kamazik, and therefore you'd be chayav in those cases. Again, it's still a chiddush, because usually a posheya does, it's not automatically chayav, right? Usually a posheya is responsible, but I'm not chayav. But if I'm a shomer who's then posheya, so then that would be a chayav. Good. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Oh, interesting, also, we didn't mention when this came up a few weeks ago, Maharal Diskin has a suffix in his Kutras Achron, Simin Reish Mem Tes, by a shomer sachar. Let's say he has to pay because he messed up. It was stolen. Does he get paid for being a shomer sachar? Right? If he has to pay, if he's responsible, does a shomer sachar get paid? So that is not 100% clear. So the Maharal Diskin says, V'tolui imaschar hu al hashmira, Shaharei lo shamar, v'maschar hu al shenischayev v'gnev v'aveda. Is he getting paid for being responsible if anything happens? Or is he getting paid for watching? So he didn't watch, but he's responsible and he's paying anyway. So that's a question. He says, you for sure deduct, you know, let's say you're paying back the amount of the item. So you could still deduct that the schar from that tashlumin. Shilu shamro hayachayev litin lo schar zeh. The guy has to pay him this amount anyway. Then he discusses the Iksos and Reish Chav Zayin, who says pashat shomer sachar nigra voneva velo shamro karoy mishama demei achefetz umafsidan scharan. Right, he thinks the schar is on the shmira. An important discussion about shomer sachar. Okay, second half of the Mishnah or the rest of the Mishnah. So now we have all of the permutations. As we'll see, the Mishnah is going to be very verbose and go through every single case. The rule is going to be, as the last line of the Mishnah is going to say, the rule is going to be if the shomer is trying to potter himself from a situation, from the reality where he should be chayev, so that's the case where he's going to be chayev, and he ends up afterwards, he admits, that's an asham gazelos, and he's going to be chayev, karban, asham, and keren, and chomesh. If he's swearing that he's potter, and he would be potter anyway, if he's swearing and he's chayev and he's going to be chayev anyway, he's not accomplishing anything. And in those cases, he is not going to be chayev a karbon. So that's going to be the rule, and we're going to go through every single case of the shomer. So here we go. So Amar lo shomer chinam, first shomer chinam. Amar lo shomer chinam, eichan shoria, owner says to the shomer chinam, where's my ox? Amar lo mace, he says, it died, an ones happened. Vahu shenishbar, it broke its leg. O nishba, it was captured. O nigdav, it was stolen. O avad, it was lost. Rosh Hashanah is potter on all of those. And, I'm sorry, he says it died, but really something else happened to it. But he'd be potter anyway. Right? Nishbar, it broke, he says, I swear it broke its leg. He'd be potter. Vihu, and really what happened? Shemes, o nishba, o nigdav, o avad. Something else happened that he would have been potter anyway. So why did he lie? That's a good kasha. Right? Did he swore falsely, even though he didn't have to, he could have sworn truthfully, and he still would have been potter. Nishbav, vuhusha meso nishbar, o nignav, o avad. Nignav, he was stolen, vuhusha meso nishbar, o nishbar, o avad. Avad, vuhusha meso nishbar, o nishbar, o nignav. So in all those cases, he swears that he should be potter, and the reality is that he should be potter anyway. Mashbiacha aniva amar amein, potter. So in that case, he is potter from, meaning, if he then admits that he swore falsely, that he's still potter from the carbon. Because the carbon is only where you are denying a financial claim that if you admit, he would pay. Heichan shori amar lo, eini yodea matasach. What if he says, where's my ox? I have no idea what you're talking about. Eini yodea matasach. Vehu shemes o nishbar o nishba o nignav o avad. Again, something happened that he would be potter. Mashbiach aniva amar amein, potter. Again, because in reality, he should be potter. So even though he's denying everything, still that is the halacha. Heichan shori amar lo avad. He says it was lost. Vashbiachani v'amar amein. V'heedem me'idin oso sha'achlo. what happens? Where's my ox? It was lost, and it ended up that he stole it. Adam say that he stole it. So then, Mishalem is a Karen. So then he has to pay the Karen, right? Because he destroyed the person's property. Hode me'atzmo, Mishalem Karen Chomesh va'asham. So there, he is Chayev Karen Chomesh and Asham, because that's Asham Gezelos. That is denying, I have somebody's item. And I'm saying, I don't have your item. So I'm causing you a loss. And I ended up having stolen it. So therefore, I'm Chayev the Karen Chomesh and Asham, as is discussed in Mesechas Baba Kama. Heichan Shori va'amar lo nignav. This is a big Baba Kama discussion in Perek Merubah. I'm watching your ox, and you say, where is it? I say it was stolen. And really, I stole it. If I said it was lost, so I'm chayv karen chomesh and asham. What if I say it was stolen? Mashbiach ani va'amar amen, and I swear about it. Va'edem edem oso shaganvo, and the edem testify that I really stole it. Mishalim tashlume kefel. There you pay kefel. The same exact case. But if you said it was lost and you lied, you only chayev karen. If you say it was stolen and it was really you stole it, then you pay kefel. That's the sugya of toin tainas ganav. One more line: hoda me'atzmo mishalim karen v'chomish va'asham. But if I admitted in that case, even by toin tainas ganav, again I have your item and I say it was stolen and really I stole it. If I admitted to it, so then I'm chayev karen chomish va'asham. That's asham gezelos. But if edim had testified about me, so then I'm chayev kefel, because it's ki'ilu, I stole it. So the big discussion, Rav Gusman in Maseches Baba Kama has a long discussion of toin tainas ganav, but the main question that he deals with, and he goes through all the Gemaras, the Gemara at the beginning of Merubah has limudim, comparing toin tainas ganav, do you learn it from ganav, or other sources, but the main question that he asks in his formulation is toin tainas ganav more in the world of shmira or more in the world of geneva? Because I'm watching something and I deny having it, I don't give it back to you, and I swear that it was stolen, and it ended up that I lied and I stole it. So I'm a shomer. I didn't do my proper responsibility in shmira, but I ended up not giving it back to you. So is that really a geneva halacha or is that a shmira halacha? On the one hand, I'm chayev kefel. That's a sure sign of a geneva halacha. And if I said it was lost and I didn't say it was stolen, that seems very arbitrary. I stole it. Who cares what I claimed happened to it? I stole it. Still, that's the halacha, gzeiras hakasef. If you say it was lost, you're not chayev kefel. If you say it was stolen, you're chayev kefel, if edim come. But on the other hand, you're not chayev unless you swear. So maybe that's a din of shmira. So that is a big discussion. That's his question. Yesh li histapeg beikir ha'alacha shen toin tainas ganav. Ha'im chiyuvahu midin shomer u'kemoshe shomer chinam chaye bepshia v'shomer sachar b'geneva aveda v'shoa ba'onsin ha'chinami chiyuvah ataras ha'shomer apoder aswa b'tainas ganeva. Is it a din of shmira? O dilma no, ein chiyuvah midin shomer d'ha'lo matzinu kefel b'chiyuv v'shomrim. Kefel. There's no kefel in Sefer Mishpatim of the Rambam. Right, or Sefer Kinyan of the Rambam. Right, there's only Kefel and Sefer Nezikin of the Rambam. So Odilma Ein Chiyuv Midin Shomer Talo Matzino Kefel B'Chiyuv Shomrim Eladat Torah Chidsha Tegama Shomer Afo Bisha Ein Kan Ma'isa Gneva Da Behatera Asal Yadei Mikol Makom Nasuhu Ganav Mamish Al Yedei Ta'anaso through his Taina. Right, and if we expand the definition of Geneva, maybe it's a little more understandable. Because you would say, of course, this is Shmira. He's a Shomer, he's not giving it back. The Arsameach expands it a little bit. What's Geneva? I take it out of your possession. So I could physically take it out of your possession. Or, if I already have it in my possession, my denying it to you is furthering it from your possession. Because now there's less chance that you're going to get it back. Right, so Hotsah Merishuscha could be physical, Hotsah Merishuscha, or some other way, right? My denial, now you have to take me to court, and it's difficult for you, so that itself, right? So that's the question. Just one makar. Again, it's a huge topic, but one amazing makar. Because sometimes we read Gemaras, and we think that a Gemara, okay, every Gemara is exciting. But there's a line in the beginning of Baba Kama, which many learn the first parak, but don't recognize the significance of this line. Remember, the first parak of Baba Kama talks all about the Avos Nezikin. How many Avos Nezikin are there? Dalet Avos Nezikin. But if you look on the Avdal and Mabez, right, there are other brises. Roshia says there are 13 Avos Nezikin. And another brisa later on says, Rabbi Chia says there are 24 Avos Nezikin. So what's more besides Shor Bar Mava and Hever? So he lists off, what are other Avos Nezikin? Tashlume Kefel. right? The extra, that's an avnesek, geneva, the extra kefal. Dalai vehei, ganav, I'm sorry, of ganav, gazlan, edem zoamin, ones, befate, motzi shemer, metame, bedame, menasech, v'chulu. And he says, vahani tleser, and the 13 earlier ones. What were the 13 earlier ones? Right? Some of the extra ones? Shomer chinam, shomer sachar, shoel, socher. So if you have 24 altogether, you have Shoel, Socher, Kefel, you have all of these. So the Gemara asks, why did the person who says 13 not say the one that says 24? So the Gemara says, Ganef and Gazlan dimamonahu lisni, right? Ganef and Gazlan, why aren't they included in the earlier list? Haktanile. The Gemara says, it has them already. Shomer chinam v'hashoel. It already has Ganav and Gazlan, Koshom Rechinim and Shoel. Those conclude Ganav and Gazlan. Rashi, Ganav, Hamode Me'atzmo, V'Gazlan, Delo Mishalmi, Elakaren, Lisni, Sagar, Tarnale, Shomer Rechinim and Shoel. Tohasam Nami Shayach Geneva, says Rashi. Kigon, Shetan, Shenigna, Mimenu, V'Hari Ubiyado, V'Amrina Beberak Maruba, Hatoin Tainas Ganav Kaganav, Vatoin Tainas Ganav Gazlan Kagazlan. So the Gemara, you read it on the surface, it's like technical categorization issues. Are Ganef and Gazlan separate on the list than Shomer, or the Shomrim? But then the other Shita says, no, they're not separate. They're included in Shmira. So that could be just a technical categorization game. Or if Guzman says, no, it's fundamentally, would you put them in the same category? Is it a Shmira halacha? And then it could be in the same category of an Avnezek? Or is it a Gnev and Gzela halacha? And then it would be very different. Again, the Rambam is clear in a few places. The Rambam holds it's a din of Geneva. The Rambam says he's a kagan of Atzmo. The Rambam in Perak Dalet Alecha Aleph of Geneva and Dalet Alecha Beis. Right, I'll just read you one line. Hatoin shenignav hapikadon mibeiso. Im nishra v'yacharkach bo'edim sheshakar ta'an v'shapikadon ayetzlo harizim v'sham tashlum v'keifel. Shaharei hu Atzmo haganav. He himself is the ganav. Okay, so that's the, again, a big Toin Tanis Ganav sugya. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Where are we? Amar le'echad. Amar le'echad, b'shuk. Somebody goes over to somebody in the shuk. Heichan shori shaganavta. We'll get back to Shomrim. But, Be'ed Hashem, in a few minutes. Where's the ox that you stole from me? Who amar lo ganavti? I didn't steal it. V'edim sh'meidin oso shaganavo. B'sham tashlum e'keifel. Right, that's Toin Tanis Ganav. Right, he stole it. Tovach u'mocher, mishan tashlumi dalad v'hei. Right, and if he was tovach u'mocher it, then he's pays 4 and 5. Right, mash b'shinu bon. What if he sees Edom coming, so therefore he goes quickly, because he wants to be mode before the Edom come. Omer ganavti, avalo tovachti v'lo macharti. So he's potter on the kefel. Sayin ha'mashayim ala karen, he's also potter on the dalad v'hei. Even if he had been done it, because we know there's only dalad v'hei, not gimel v'dalad, and therefore once the kefel is out, so then dalad v'hei is out also. That's the sugya of modeh b'knas. We discussed also a few weeks ago the machlokas Rav and Shmuel about modeh b'knas v'acharkach bo edim. What is the rule there? And is the reason modeh b'knas pater? Is that because knas does not exist before Bez Din is Mechayavid, or even if it exists, this a special din of Bez Din being Ma'anish, the Knas. And therefore, even if the Knas exists, the Chiyav exists, that's what Rabbi Chanan held. Rabbi Chanan was against Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Gun Hashas on Makas on Dav, Hey or so, held that of course the Knas does not exist until Bez is Mechayavid. That's why Yesakash on Tosfos was there, and Rabbi Chanan assumes no. How could Shvius be Mishami to Knas if it doesn't exist? How could you be mashbia ede knas? We discussed that back around Laman Gimel area or so. How could you mashbia edim come testify for me on behalf of me and be mechayev mia a knas? But if it doesn't exist yet, then what's the whole discussion? Those are two of his rayas that it exists, but you're still pater by modeh because the din is that bezdin has to be manish the knas. That's the din. Even if it exists and if bezdin doesn't do it, so then it doesn't. It doesn't get off the ground. Rav Soloveitchik even had the shaila, if knas is inherently an onesh, we know that the pasuk in Vayakel, lo savaru esh b'chol mosh v'osechem, Chazal understand that as even Bezdin cannot put somebody to death on Shabbos. Not just lighting a fire, but Bezdin can't put somebody to death. Why? Because Bezdin can't be ma'anish. That's what the Rambam and the Chinuch count that as a separate one of the losa says. Right? Separate from losa zekom alacha, but you can't be ma'anish. What if Bezdin inflicts a knas on Shabbos? Is that just the Isser Durabanan of Mekach u'Memkar? Or could that be an Isur D'Oraisa? Because the din of Los Varo Eish is a din not just of, you can't be monish because you're violating Shabbos. You don't need a separate Isur for that. Right? Lighting a fire, right, or killing somebody, that's Shochet. That's Mavir. So maybe this extra pasuk is telling me, even where you don't violate an Isur of Shabbos, it's still Asur Min HaTorah to be Ma'anish on Shabbos. Right? So that's the question. What is Knas? If Knas is an Onesh, maybe even Knas. Or, we learned it in the Sanhedrin, what about putting somebody in the Kippah? Putting somebody in jail? Would that be an Isur D'Oraisa on Shabbos? That was his suffix. Okay, so that was Shomer Chinam, and then we got a little off track. Amar Lo Shoel, last line. So what if somebody says to their Shoel, Hey Chanshori, where's my ox that you borrowed? Amar Lo Mace. It died, meaning he's going to be chayv anyway. Right, a Shoel is chayv in Onsen. He swore that it was Mace. Vahu, but really something else happened. Vahu Shenishbar, O Nishba, O Nignav, O Avad. Nishbar, he swears that it broke its leg. Vahu Shemace, O Nishba, O Nignav, O Avad. Nishba, Vahu Shemace, O Nishbar, O Nignav, O Avad. Nignav, it was stolen. Shoel is chayiv and geneva veda. Vusha meis onishbar onishba oavad. Avad, it was lost. Vusha meis onishbar onishba onignav. In all these cases, mashbiach haaniva maramein, pater. Why? Because he has to pay anyway. Right? There's only the asham if he swore something that would make him pater, and really, he should be chayiv. Heichan shori amalo eni yodea. I don't know. Ma atasach. So there, the Shoel is denying. I have no idea what you're talking about. Vusha meis onishbar onishba onignav onevad. Really, he's saying, I don't know what you're talking about, therefore I'm pater. But really, he should be chayev, no matter what happened. Mashbiach haaniv amar amein, chayev. Right? So that's a classic case of Shoel trying to, the only case, besides Mesa Machmas Malacha, or Baal of Imo, right, that you'd be pater, he's claiming. So then, he would be chayev. There is a machlokas between the Ksos and the Nesivis. If Shmira bebailim, paters also from Shvua or even from Mamon. That's a machlokas between the Ksos and the Nesivis. And again, the root of that, the pre-motion discusses this in Simon Yutes, right? Again, Shmir bebailim. The Torah says you're pater. Pater from, Shvua. So, I'm sorry, pater from Mamon. You don't have to pay. Are you pater even from a Shvua? If it's Shmir Bebailim. So the root of that might be, by the Shvuas HaShomrim, is it really a Chi of Shvua and a backup Chi of Mamon? Or is it really a Chi of Mamon and the Shvua gets you out of the Chi of Mamon? Right? We discussed this a few days ago from the Truma Sakri. Mitoch Sheni Yochol Yishava Mishalim. Is that because there's really a Chi of Mamon, but the Shvua allows you to get out of the Chi of Mamon? Or no, there's a Chi of Shvua. If the Shvua doesn't exist, then, you know, you're going to pay. And the Nafkamina, what if both of them are Chashudim? And therefore, there's not going to be a Shavua. So, is there a Chi of Mammon that's there or not? You know, it's not your fault that there is no Shavua. Okay, that is all the Shoel section. Next. Omar Lenosi Sachar Vasocher. Heichan Shori Amalo Mace. It died, and therefore I am Pater. Vahu Nishbar O Nishba. And really, some other Ones happened, and I'd be Pater. Nishbar Vahu Shemace O Nishba. It broke his leg, but really it died or got captured. Nishbav hushemes o nishbar. So all those cases, I swear that I should be pater, and I really am pater. Or nignav, I swear it was stolen, so I should be chayiv. Vehusha avad, and it really got lost, and I should be chayiv. Avad vehusha nignav, or the opposite. Mashbiach chaniva maramein pater. In all these cases, pater, because there's no change of status based on your shvua and what really happened. But Mace, O Nishbar, O Nishba. I swear that an Ones happened. Behusha Nignav, O Avad. And really, it was Gneva Vedan, I should be Chayiv. Mashbiach Aniv Amar Amen Chayiv. In that case, it should be Chayiv. Avad, O Nignav. Behusha Mace. If I said the opposite, why would you say this? You're a nice guy. I say it was stolen, so I owe you money. But really, an Ones happened, so I'm Potter. Behusha Mace, O Nishbar, O Nishba. Mashbiach Aniv Amar Amen. Potter. So in all those cases, I am Potter. Right? This is all the Dalid Shomrim. Again, a big discussion in Shomrim, Rav Metzia, the Achronim, discuss whether a Shomer ultimately is Chayiv based on lack of Shmira or based on Kabbalas Achrayas. Again, we're not going to get into that right now, but that is one of the questions that's dealt with in the Achronim. Based on the Rishonim, the Amnei Nezer assumes it's all Midin. You didn't guard it properly, so ultimately you're a Mazik. Not just because of Kabbalah Sachrayas, which is more of a bilus type of issue. But that's a general question in Shmira, which really is not our topic right now. But Zeaklau, the Mishnah ends off, this is the general rule from everything that we've said. Kol ha-mishana mi-chovo l'chovo mi-patur l'patur. If you swear about something and you lied, but you didn't change the status of what the reality is, or you accept to be chayiv more than you should be pater, then in all those cases, and it ends up coming that you lied, so you're going to be pater from the karban. Michova la pater chayiv. The only case that you're going to be chayiv a karban is if you swore that you're pater and really you're chayiv. And then you admit to it, then you're going to be chayiv in asham gezelos. Zeh aklal, and the Gemara Mishnah says again in a little different way, kol anishba lahakel al atzmo chayiv, lahachmir al atzmo pater. Only if you're mekel al atzmacha are you going to be pater. The Ritva here says that this line of the Mishnah doesn't really teach us anything. Right, the last two lines really are the same thing. Last page of the Ritva. Pirish, zeh aklal simana ba'almahu. Kiahi de Meseches Megillah, like it says in Megillah on Daf Chavav, Lav Loss of the Rabbi Yamidi, not including anything. To Aparit Barucha Kulapriti, it goes through every single case. Can't find another case that it's including. Vahainu de Loboy Begamar Lasuyemai. Gemara doesn't ask about this line. It's Laravcha de Milsa, which is unusual because usually every word is there to teach us something. But the Ritva here says it's just to be a little more graphic and explain it a little more. Some Achron and the Marshal here is just leaves a bit Sarachian. There are creative types of pshatim given by some of the Achronim to try to figure out what exactly is a chiddush of this line of Lachayiv and Lepatah. The Taras Chayim gives a creative line. What if it's a Shomer Chinam that's Masnet to be Chayiv in Ones and to be Patah from Gedev of Aveda? Unusual type of directions. So he comes up with some of those cases, but that's not for now, right now. Weiter, Gemara. Mantan arba shomrim. So our Mishnah has four shomrim. Who is the one that holds that there are four shomrim? Amar Nachman, Amar Rav, Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that way. Says the Gemara, really? Only him? Amar le Rav al Rav Nachman. Mi katana de lesle arba shomrim. Everybody holds there are four shomrim. Right, look at the psukim in Mishpatim. Amar le hachi ka amina l'cha. This is what I meant. Mantana. To Amar socher kenosei socher dami. Who is the one that says that socher kenosei socher have the same halacha? Amar Ravu Rav Meir. That's Rabbi Meir, that Shomer Sachar, two of the four Shomrim, have the same halacha. V'har Rabbi Meir, ifcha shamin alei. But what do you mean? We learned in a brisa. Rabbi Meir says the opposite, the Tanya. Socher keitzah mishalim. Rabbi Meir, omer k'shem achinim. Rabbi Yudah, omer k'nosi sachar. So, Rabbi Ravua, ifcha tani. Okay, switch it. Really, switch it. Rabbi Meir is the one that says k'shomer sachar. Says the Gemara, hani arba havi shlosha havi. So, from my side, there's only three. If Shomer Sachar is like Socher, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Arba Shomrim, Vitineim Shlosha. Four Shomrim, which three different categories in terms of halacha. Good. Amar L'Shomer Achina V'Chulu. Hey Chandrei V'Chulu. Amar L'Achav B'Shuk V'Chulu. Amar L'Shomer V'Chulu. Hey Chandrei Amalo Eni Yodei Amatasach Chulu. Amar Rav. V'Kulon Peturin Mishvuas Shomrim, V'Chayavim Mishum Shvuas Bitui. In all the cases of Pator, but the Shvua was still worthless and meaningless. So, this is the end of the Masechta, getting back to the beginning of the Masechta, right? Even though the Shomer is Pater from a Karban and Asham, Gezelos, but it's a Shuas Bitui, right? He swore for nothing. Remember Shuas Bitui? I swear I ate this, I swear I didn't eat this, I swear I will eat this, all of those. Sirchayim Shum Shuas Bitui, that is Shitas Rav in the background. That exists. Ushmuel Amar, no. Af Paterim Shum Shuas Bitui. You're Pater from Shuas Bitui also. If you're not chayav this karban, then you're pater from the shvuas bitui too. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas about? So we have this way back, if you remember, on Daf Chav Hey. We had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which we're going to quote again. But the same machlokas, the root, Shmuel Savar Lesa Bilahaba. Shmuel holds that only if you can make a shvua about the past and the future are you going to be chayav a shvuas bitui. If you can't take it about the future, so then you're not going to be chayiv. So here you can't take it about the future. I swear that the animal is going to break its leg. That's out of your control. I swear that it's going to be stolen. How do you know? So if you can take a shvua bilahaba, you're going to be pater lisha avar. The Rav Sava, Rav does not have that requirement. Rav says all you need is positive and negative. You don't need past and future. The Rav Sava isa bilavahein, right, and that's the machlokes here. Says the Gemara, "Fligo b'chadazim." No, we already had that. Remember, the itmar daf chafei shua shazar kloni tzor layam shua shelo zarak. If a person takes a shua, I swear that Reuven threw this into the sea. If you say, "I swear that Reuven will throw it into the sea," for sure, pater, because that's out of your control. But what if I did it in the past? So, is that works? So, Rav Amar Chayiv. Rav says chayiv. Shmuel Amar Potter. Rav Amar chayiv. The isabal avahein. You could say he's threw it or he didn't throw it, but you can't say he will throw it. So, but Rav says all you need is positive and negative for Shmuel's bitui. Shmuel Amar Potter. The lesser balaba. If you remember, it's based on lahara o lehetiv. That's positive and negative, and that's in the future. So we already had this machlokas Rav Shmuel once. So what's the chiddush here? So tzricha, you need both here and there. The machlokas about the past of somebody through something, and the machlokas here about shomrim. D Ashmin and Baha. If you only had that case over there, Baha Kama Rav. Maybe only there Rav says that you could take the shvua. Mishum deminav sheikam ishtave. Because that's his own shvua, and that's a shvua's bitui. He's choosing to swear. Avol bahach, but in our case, to be dina mashvile, but here, bezdin, it's a shvua sashomrim. Bezdin is being mechayiv him, eim amodile l'shmuel. Maybe he would say, pater like Shmuel, kid de Rebbe Ami. Maybe he holds like Rebbe Ami. Rebbe Ami says there's no backup. Dom Rebbe Ami, kol shvua, shahadayonim mashbiyan osa, ein chayoban alam shum shvua's bitui. Rebbe Ami has the din, we'll see what the basis for this is, bez shem in a minute. Rami says, there's never a backup shvua by shvua sadayanim. So maybe Rav would agree to that. Kamash v'lan, that's why you have to have our case. V'yat mar b'ha, and if you only had our case, b'ha karmai shvua, maybe only here Shmuel says pater. Ava b'ha chemo delay the Rav, and maybe in the earlier case he would agree to Rav that you're chayiv and you don't need lahaba. Tzricha, that's why you need both cases. Fine. Gufa amar b'yami. Kol shvua sadayanim mashbin osa, eina b'mishum shvua zbitui. So what's Rav Ami svara? Any shvua that bezdin is mechayiv, no shvua is bitu. Shvua is bitu is only if you choose to take an oath. But if bezdin is mechayiv, you an oath. So then, it's never going to be a shvua is bitu, even if you're not chayiv for another shvua. Shene emar. What does it say by shvua is bitu? O nefes, ki si shaval avate besvasayim. A person, ki. What's ki? So ki might mean if. Right? So according to Rabbi Ami, it means if. If means if you choose. Right, it's your choice. Ki me'atzmo, kidereish lakish, damereish lakish, ki mishtamish, parba lashonas, I, dilma, ella, taha. So, Rav Ami holds it means if. So, if you take a shvua, so then you're going to be chayiv shvuas bitui. And if not, not. Rav, who argues, would say no, here it means because. Ki, because you swore. So, because, that could mean even when the shvuas adayanim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kulan paturim mishuas shomrim, v'chayav mishum shvuas bitui. Chutz, Mi'eni yodeya. So Rebbe Elazar says they're all pater from Shuas Hashomrim and Yechayev for Bitui, except for Eni yodeya mata sach to Shoel, v'kneva aveda denosei sachar, v'sheb esocher, shu chayev, shari kafro mamum. Right, those are cases where you denied it, you should be chayev, and you're swearing that you should be pater. So Rebbe Elazar is just giving examples. But he's saying those are the cases, that in those cases you would be pater from Shuas Hashomrim, but chayev in Shuas Bitui, similar to the shita, not of Rav Ami, the shita of Rav. The Ritva ends off the Masechta by saying, V'hakel barachamav yishmerenu mikol chet v'shkiya amein v'amein. U'b'hach yisolak lan mesecha shvuas tehilo lakel yisbarach v'yizal l'shmo. V'hu barachamav yizakenu l'havinu l'shmo alil modu l'lamed. Lishmer v'laso s'lakayim es kol divrei salmud taraso bi'ahava shlema amein ken yihi ratzon. There's no greater tefila that we can say that at the end of every Masechta, but that is the Ritva. Just to end off with one thought. Again, a number of years ago, somebody gave me a sefer, Ma hafti sarasecha. So it has vorts on one thought on the siyum of every Masechta. So there on Masechta Shvuas, right, what do we say? Hadron alach arba shomrim v'slikala Masechta Shvuas. Slikala Masechta Shvuas, he quotes from the Sefer Hadar Kavot, that l'fisha mesader asuk b'Masechta Shvuas. V'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kayim lanu es ha-shvua she'nishba l'avoseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to give us, be mekayim the oath, that he swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, laseis lanu ateres kanan, v'yikarev lanu keitza geula, al yidei esak haTorah. Through Torah, we're going to get to the geula. And the Torah, as we know, there are four levels of understanding of Torah. Pardes, pshat, remez, drash, and sod. V'yalkein, ramaz osa, besof ha-gamara, b'hadrin alach. Hadrin alach will come back to you, or hadrin, return us to you. Hadrin alach, return us to you, Arbath Shomrim, right? Return us to you, to Eretz Yisrael, through the four Shomrim, the four parts of Torah that we are Shomer, the four parts of Torah that we guard and we watch over. And if we do that, if you bring us back, if you're Hadron Alach, if you return us back through the four levels of Torah that we're studying, so then Slika, we will go up. You will bring us up. Mesecha Shvuas. It will be Ilu Mesecha Shvuas Asher Nishbata Lavoseinu. Laseis Lano Atzeres Kenan. Right, you'll bring us back up to fulfill your Shvua, to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, all of Klai Yisrael and Kibbutz Galios, B'mheir of Yameinu. So you put that together with the Ritva, and Bez Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Mesecha Shvuas. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we start Avodah Zarah. As I've always said, it's one of the most underrated Mesechtas. It's amazing. It has the only Mesechta in Shas that starts off with Agadata. So we haven't had Agadata yet in a while, but that'll be Avodah Zarah, that base, as we will pick up with this tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.